Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called Upside Down versus Traditional Leadership, and we're doing part two of a six-part series. The topic is called Becoming a Person of No Reputation. This is the key to ministry. If you want to go up in the kingdom of God, you must first go down. The higher the position, the greater the degree of humility or humbleness that is required to serve in that position. Is also called dying to self. We see this in John chapter 3, verse 30, Mark chapter 9, verse 35, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 12, it says, "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." James chapter 4, verse 6, "But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." A leader in the world is called a public servant, is put into a position and empowered by the people on behalf of the people, whereas a leader in the body of Christ, called a servant of God, is put into position and empowered by God to do his will, that is, to serve the body of Christ and to build God's kingdom. In both cases, both leaders are still servants entrusted with authority and power to be used for the good of the people each that they serve. Humility or humbleness is also defined as meekness, which can be wrongly interpreted as weakness, but this is not so. Meekness can also be defined as strength or power under control or submission to a higher authority. Jesus was the perfect example to follow, and was all-powerful, but he still submitted himself to the Father in meekness and in humility. This point we're talking about, humility, is very important to every person who has been put into authority in the kingdom of God. As a person gets lifted up in the kingdom, that person starts to affect many, many people around them. And if they fall in pride, it will also affect many believers. So it's important for God that a person, as they're lifted up in their position in the body of Christ to new levels of authority and influence, that they also grow in humility. Let us now go to some of the scriptures. Matthew 28, verse 18. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." In Germany, they have a saying is when a person is classified as a nobody, they're called a null or a zero, a person of no reputation. Becoming a person of no reputation is the key to serving God as well as advancing in the kingdom. We see the perfect example in three places. First, the ministry of John the Baptist, and the second is the ministry of Jesus. And the third place where Jesus heals the centurion's servant in Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 to 13. And we read, "Now when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed and dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." In John the Baptist exalts Christ, we see this in John chapter 3, verse 30. John the Baptist said, "He must increase as I decrease." Who is the greatest? We see in Mark chapter 9, verse 35. "And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, If anyone desires to be the first, he shall be last of all, and the servant of all." The humble and exalted Christ. We see this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. "But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross." Keeping a position of no reputation in our hearts keeps us into a position of humility and prevents us from going into pride. Through the position of humility, God can trust us with more responsibility and power without things corrupting us. God does not humble us. We are to do this. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." James chapter 4, verse 10, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." We can see throughout these scriptures how important it is to walk in humility and not in pride. The best way to do this is to become a person of no reputation. In the next part, part 3, we'll be dealing with the topic, how to become a person of no reputation. Once again, I thank you for being with me, and God bless.